Donald Trump wants transgender people barred from serving in the military in any capacity, he's tweeted overnight, citing tremendous medical costs and disruption. Reverses, of course, Obama's efforts to open up the armed services to trans people. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has justified the decision at this morning's White House briefing.
He's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy, and based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
So where does this go? Denny Meyer is from the Transgender America Veterans Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to this announcement from the president?
Well, it's not an announcement. It was a tweet. And American law has not yet changed. Official policy, government policy, this is not being established by tweets yet.
Do you worry about the intent, though, because generally what he says he does?
Well, listen, I've been at this since 8 hours ago, morning in New York, and as it turns out, the Pentagon was caught off guard, and the Secretary of Defense, that's the Minister of Defense for you, was caught off guard. None of them knew a bloody thing about it. They woke up to the fact that the president had apparently attempted to establish policy without consulting with any adults, shall we say, without any of his ministers, and nothing like that. He just got up in the morning and tweeted. And so the Pentagon is outraged. The Secretary of Defense is furious as hell. I have no idea what's happened all day, but it's just madness.
Isn't the inference, though, this has come from the military, and it's the cost, the medical issue around it is the major problem?
Well, yes, but that's fake news. It's not true. Because, first of all, current policy as established by the Obama administration was that to join the military as a transgender person, you have to have completed your transition and be stable physically and mentally. So you can't join in order to get the surgery. And various budget offices have examined this issue and said it would not cost very much at all. This is a right-wing fantasy.
So what's your argument? What's your gut on this? If he pursues this, if this is going somewhere legislatively speaking, is this going to get fought?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the president in America is the commander-in-chief. So he could issue an executive order making this the law. But he's done so much by fiat as if he was a dictator that, pretty soon the adults in the room are going to wake up and say, wait a minute, enough of this nonsense, because it is nonsense. Okay? He hadn't consulted with any adults. He hadn't consulted with any of the military leadership or anybody. He just decided with his short attention span he was going to do this.
Appreciate your time. Denny Meyer, Veterans Affairs Officer with the Transgender America Veterans Association. So with a tweet, you never know where it goes. Bit late night, bit bored, hit the phones. Were we actually heading somewhere with this?